Hello there, kinky friends. It's Mistress Erica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy. Speaking of fantasy, one of the great femdom experiences is strap-on play. Do you have a strap-on femdom fantasy? Where did it come from? When did you first start thinking of such things, Maybe you haven't thought about it until just now when I mentioned it. Perhaps you've had some fun with ass play, and you want to explore that area more. Some of you, I am very sure you have had a girl cock, and you are addicted and want more. There are many motivations for strap-on play, and just one of them are you are gay and you want cock. So why would a male find this fantasy erotic if he wasn't gay? Why do guys like things in their butts? As per usual, males are a never-ending source of interest and amusement for me, and using my lady cock on them is no different. Let's take a look. Strap-on femdom fantasy. Femdom and how we play with you is wide and varied. What I think is hot is getting you to that subspace, mistress into her dom space. Utilizing known triggers and exploring various ways a woman can dominate a man. I've mentioned before about the various behaviors which elicit submissive feelings and responses, that euphoric, enchanting space where nothing else matters but you and mistress. Combining of that energy as it dances back and forth between you, creating something unique. Strap-on play. Strap-on play is one way to get us both there. Beginning submissive strap-on play. Often when those who are new to submission start to explore, their options and what they play with are very limited. Maybe a fantasy of where a dominant woman puts them in panties, teases and denies them. Another scene is the seduction, enchantment, and ultimate seduction of the male to become her sexual play toy. The list goes on and on. With the right strap-on femdom connection, the submissive begins to explore beyond their own thoughts and fantasies and maybe even goes into that strap-on fantasy. The dom-sub connection, the trust as it grows, seems to compel the submissive beyond their own comfort zone. All mistress has to do is dangle that carrot, and they respond deliciously. And I am beyond thrilled experiencing that with you, watching your mind opening and seeing these things for what they are, sensual. Erotic journey, a way of being in the world, exploring all you can with your mind, body, and if you believe it, instead of the negative connotations our society has placed upon our erotic play. What is strap-on play? A way to explore your body and your erogenous zones, of course. If you haven't explored what the pleasures of the butt could bring, it's something for you to consider. As your body experiences new sensations, you also explore your submissive mind. Explore a new dimension of you. Imagine for me, if you will, a powerful metaphor. Our species, historic symbol of power and life, is the phallus. That phallus now being wielded by, historically, the weakest of the species. Nice, huh? Think about it. She is subjugating you, penetrating you with that power, dominating your mind, your body, in a way that it's never been before. It's taboo. You feel shameless, and yet such a highly charged and erotic power exchange, which we are drawn to, which we love. I love. So many more ways to play with my lady dick. Your femdom fantasy can include humiliations also. Many kinds of humiliations, sissy humiliation, SPH, and of course, cocksucker training. Pet, only our imaginations are our limits. So until we chat, Mistress Erica, 1-800-601-6975.